your eyes to the skies. It's time for Spaced Out on 95 BFM, thanks to the Stardome Observatory and Planetarium.
Indeed, it's time for Spaced Out. We've got our one and only on the phone, Josh Araki. Kei te pē here, koe e hoa.
Kia ora, e pai ana, me koe.
Kei te nyingi aho, to be honest, but I'm happy to be here.
Always fired, eh?
I know, it's part of being an adult, I've learnt in my short time there.
I love the waiata that was just on before.
Have you heard of Hina before?
Yeah, I have, yeah. I really like that. We play that with the kids here sometimes at Stardome, so yeah, I love that one.
Makes sense. I saw it lined up just before Space Down. I was like, whoever did that was there in the know.
Yeah, that was on.
A little ode to the marama there. So exciting to speak to you, Ehoa. You sent through some great stories. This first one, 6 days until Aotearoa sees a solar eclipse, visible from across the country.
Yes, yeah, we're very close to this, the solar eclipse, which we're one of the only countries that will be able to witness this, and that's going to be next Monday morning. So yeah, less than 6 days now, which is really, really exciting.
Oh, where? So we're going to be able to see it all across the country, and just a little refresher, a solar eclipse is when?
So solar eclipse is basically, it's the moon going in front of the sun, so the sun is getting partially blocked. So this isn't a total solar eclipse, unfortunately, so the sun's not going to be completely blocked by the sun, but depending on where you are in the country, the further south you are, the more of the sun's going to be blocked. For us here in Auckland, about 60% of the sun is going to be blocked when it rises on Monday. So it's basically going to become like a crescent sun, so it's going to be a pretty cool thing to see.
Wow, I think this might be the first time in all of history the South Island has something over Auckland.
exactly.
So people who want to see the solar eclipse, they got to get up early on Monday morning. What time should we expect to be up
to
see
it? Yeah, so a couple things to actually watch it. So the number one is, first thing, you do need solar glasses, so you actually need protection. So you can't look at the sun directly ever. And because it's a partial solar eclipse, there's no point that you can ever just look at it. So you need solar glasses. We have them here at Stardome, but we also, we're hosting a free viewing party, which is next Monday morning. So that's at the summit of One Tree Hill. So totally free event. If anyone here in Auckland wants to come, we'll be there from about 5:30 in the morning, and the sun's rising at about 6 when it starts. And the best of the eclipse when it's most covered is about 7 in the morning. So yeah, you'd need to be up pretty early. But I think it's worth it. We haven't had an eclipse like this for, I think, 12 years off the top of my head. So it's definitely worth getting up for.
Oh, yeah. How good, my friend. How good. Exciting news. And this next story is great too. NASA thinks Mars rover might have found a biosignature last year on the red planet. Explain what a biosignature is.
Yeah, this is a pretty long story, but I remember NASA, they actually reported this last year, but basically their Perseverance rover on Mars, it found this very kind of interesting formation in a rock. And NASA said, you know, these patterns that we're seeing in this rock, this could have been created by a biosignature. And a biosignature is essentially just something that tells us that it was made by a living organism. But NASA, they were, you know, very cautious to say, you know, this is not proof of life, it's not proof of anything. But what it is really interesting. We need to do follow-up observations. And that was last year. So they've now come back and they've said, you know, we've looked at all the possible options as to what could cause this, and there are natural processes that could potentially make these patterns on this rock. But NASA, they don't think that natural processes have caused these formations on this rock. So there is a decent possibility that this could have been a potential biosignature, that something living at some point in Mars's history could have left these marks on these rocks. So, you know, that's huge if true. If we can actually prove that these are biosignatures, that's incredible news.
Massive news. Big, massive news. So cool. I saw another thing, and this is just me scrolling, that I wanted to bring up, and I think I took a screenshot of it, but it was like a photo, and it was like, Earth is in a void, or the solar system is in a void. Does that ring a bell at all? It was on a shit post. It was like, we're apparently in a void, and then someone was like, not my problem at all. But I don't know if this is true or not.
I don't know if I can confirm that as an astronomer. But I mean, you know, technically we're all in a void, right?
Ain't that the truth? It feels like like we're in a void all the time. I did have a pata for you before we head off out of Spaced Out. Do you have a favorite Wyatt Somali?
My favorite Wyatt Somali is actually the Benny song that she had on the Wyatt album a few years ago. I think it's for her song Soaked.
Yeah.
The Te Reo Māori version of that I love. I always have that on my playlist.
Yeah, it's cool how there can be a song that you enjoy more when you hear the Reo Māori version of it. You're like, oh, it makes sense.
Oh, fully. And like whenever I hear the English version, which is usually on the radio, like I don't even know the words. I'm like, yeah. It needs to be the Waiata Māori one.
Oh, how good. We also, I just realized we have to change our intros to Te Whatu Stardome.
Oh, yeah, you do. Yeah, definitely. Got our new name.
How good. Thank you so much, Josh Auraki. Legend.
All right. No problem. Speak to you in a couple of weeks.
Speak to you in a couple of weeks, friend.
Ka kite.
Control, we are docked. That was Spaced Out on 95 BFM, thanks to the Stardome Observatory and Planetarium.